news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Richard Cantu. 2025 opened with at least 15 people being killed in New Orleans, more than 30 hurt when an armed man plowed a pickup truck into New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street.
Authorities identifying the suspect as 42-year-old Shamsu Dinjabar, a U.S. citizen and Army veteran from Texas. They say he was speeding down Bourbon, wearing body armor, and firing an AR-style rifle out of the truck, racing about three blocks before crashing, then stepping out and opening fire again, wounding two police officers.
ABC's Trevor Ault, police return fire, killed the attacker.
I know I can speak for all Americans when I say our hearts are with the people of New Orleans after the despicable attack that occurred in the early morning hours.
Speaking from Camp David, President Biden said the nation stands with the families of those who were killed in New Orleans. This is ABC News. In his traditional year-end report on the judiciary, Chief Justice John Roberts had a warning for the United States.
Without naming names, the Chief Justice blasts public officials, whom he says have attempted to intimidate judges, suggesting political bias without a credible basis. John Roberts says such statements may prompt dangerous reactions by others. And pointing to an existential threat to the third branch of government, Roberts warns criticism of the judiciary could convert into open disregard for its rulings. These dangerous suggestions, however sporadic, he writes, must be soundly rejected.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. He helped pull wounded and injured sailors from the oily waters during the Pearl Harbor attack. His family says retired Navy medic Harry Chandler died Monday in Florida. He's the third Pearl Harbor survivor to pass away in recent weeks. There are only 15 left, all believed to be 100 or older. Harry Chandler was 103 years old. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Bucks beat the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks struggled in the first half, but were able to pull out a 120-112 win on the road over the Indiana Pacers. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in the second half.
Well, you know, at halftime, I thought offensively we didn't play well. I thought we took pretty much bad shots. We turned the ball over. And then the wide open shots we had, we didn't make. And we were down 11. And so I'm thinking at halftime, like, this game can go our way still. I thought the zone turned the game around for us, obviously, defensively. And I thought we fell into two sets, that our spread and our angle, where we spaced the floor open so we can go downhill and make plays. And I thought our passing improved in the second half. And once we start passing to each other, we kept scoring.
College hoops. Number 8th ranked Marquette beat Providence 78-50 in Rhode Island. Cam Jones with 18 points and 10 assists for the Golden Eagles. NFL, the Packers back at practice, preparing to host the Bears on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit, claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight as our light snow showers and flurries will come to an end eventually. Low temperatures will drop into the middle teens. West winds. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a late day flurry, highs in the mid-20s. Right now, it's 22.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Where the Hell Are the Democratic Warriors Ready to Take the Fight to Trump's Fascism and the GOP Machine? Yeah, where are they? Now, Monday morning on this program, I was complaining about the fact that CNN and MSNBC had both spent 40 minutes carrying a live press conference by Donald Trump, in which he lied through his teeth, talked about privatizing the post office, mused about ending school children's vaccines for polio, threatened an Iowa newspaper pollster. I mean, you know, it's just a typical Trump BS fest. And I went into this rant about, you know, where is Joe Biden? Well, it turns out I was uninformed, apparently. Joe Biden, at that same time, was giving a speech at the inauguration of the Francis Perkins National Monument to FDR's Labor Secretary Francis Perkins up in Maine. And he truthfully pointed out that in his 1 4-year term, he created 16 million jobs, which is more than all the jobs created by Bush Sr., Bush Jr., and Trump combined. That's 16 years of Republicans created fewer jobs than Joe Biden did in 4 years. None of the media carried it. Trump's press conference, we're still talking about 3 days later. Biden's press conference, not a word. So I get it. There's a media bias against Democrats generally, or you could argue for Trump. I mean, we saw this with, you know, Les Moonves, the head of CBS News, saying, you know, it's making us money. Keep it up. Keep it up, Donald. But that doesn't mean that elected Democrats need to run and hide. I mean, Americans across the country are terrified, particularly in red states where women are bleeding out while the morbidly rich and the religious fanatics are licking their chops. So where the hell are the Democrats? What happened to when we fight, we win? I mean, even when the media would rather ignore you, even when, even when the media is against you, political theater still works. Standing up to bullies still works. Fighting back becomes even more imperative. Where the hell, for example, is Kamala Harris? She told us Trump was a fascist. She said he was a threat to the country. She said he was going to destroy the... She said, quote, Donald Trump has said he would terminate the Constitution of the United States. That sounds like a five-alarm fire. So where has she been since the election? Did Trump's fascism just go away? His threat to terminate the Constitution was just a joke? Where the hell is she? For that matter, where the hell are the leaders in the Democratic Party? It seems like Nancy Pelosi's been spending her time trying to keep Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from getting leadership of the Oversight Committee, handing it off instead to a 74-year-old congressman with throat cancer. I mean, really? The headline over at KamalaHarris.com right now says, "Our fight continues," all capital letters. And below that it says, "Please donate to hold the Trump administration accountable." Really? How's she going to do that from wherever she and Tim Walz are hiding? Please tell me. Is it that Trump has succeeded in cowing the Democrats as fast as he has our largest corporations, their billionaire owners, and Joe and Mika? I mean, a few Democratic members of Congress have even said, "We look forward to working with Trump and his muskrat buddy." Is this some kind of sick joke? Remember the night of President Obama's first inauguration? At the same time Louise and I were dancing with Barack and Michelle at Union Station, Republican leaders were gathered at the Caucus Room restaurant in Washington, D.C. to organize a massive resistance campaign against America's first black president. It was the entire leadership of the GOP. Eric Cantor, Jeb Hensarling, Pete Hoekstra, Dan Lundgren, Kevin McCarthy, Paul Ryan, Pete Sessions, Senators Tom Coburn, Bob Corker, Jim DeMint, John Ensign, John Kyle, Newt Gingrich, and Frank Luntz, who organized the meeting. I wrote an article about it back in the day for Truthout. This is what I wrote. Over juicy steaks and fancy cocktails in a private room in the back of the restaurant, the Republican bigwigs promised each other that they would filibuster and obstruct any and all legislation supported by President Obama. Congressman Pete Sessions, who was at the four-hour-long dinner, even promised to use Taliban-like tactics to achieve these goals. Kevin McCarthy said that he would obstruct every single piece of legislation, including things Republicans used to support. The caucus room conspiracy had three major objectives. Number one, use obstruction, knowing that the corporate media would call it gridlock and blame both parties to prevent Obama from having any legislative success. Number two, sabotage any legislative victories that the president did have, you know, like Obamacare, and convince U.S. citizens they were actually failures. And number three, to blame all the economic damage caused by this Republican sabotage on both parties and then come out and say, "We're going to fix it if you just elect us." Kevin McCarthy came out of the meeting and told a reporter, he said, "If you act like you're in the minority, you're going to stay in the minority. We've got to challenge them on every single bill and challenge them on every single campaign." And sure enough, they did. They continue to do so to this day. And the voters, by the way, rewarded them by shellacking President Obama and his Democrats in the 2014 election. Remember? Excuse me, in the 2010 election. Where are the Democrats today with that kind of spine? Where is our resolve to fight rather than enable fascists? What happened to our principles, our commitment to democracy? 24-year-old Parkland survivor and gun activist David Hogg, one of the Democratic Party's up-and-coming stars, I would say, pointed out that the Democratic Party has become far too reliant on self-interested consultants. He said, quote, "Throughout the campaign, there were multiple times that I brought up publicly my concern about young voters, and I was shut down by consultants and messaged by them saying, 'You don't know what you're talking about. This is not an issue. This is dumb of you to say,' and a whole lot of other things I can't tell you on TV." He said, "We need to build a party that tells people what it needs to hear, not what its consultants are paid to say." There were a few brave governors who stepped up and spoke out. You know, J.B. Pritzker, Gavin Newsom, Lujan Grisham, and a few others who said, "No, we're going to fight Trump's mass deportations." And then the party went silent. Now, this isn't how Democrats used to do this. LBJ ate the Republicans' lunch. He destroyed them legislatively. Franklin Roosevelt, he called them and the people who backed them economic royalists. He said, "These economic royalists complain that we seek to overthrow the institutions of America. What they really complain about is that we seek to take away their power. And our allegiance to American institutions requires the overthrow of this kind of power." Philadelphia, 1936. Republicans called FDR a tyrant and a communist, and he laughed at them. They said he'd destroy America. He steamrolled them. They whined and complained as he called out their fat cats and ridiculed that generation's Republican Party. He rendered them impotent. When one wealthy man famously said he'd have to leave the country because of FDR's 90% income tax, FDR said, well, I will miss him very much. To laughter. You've all heard the clip on this program. He named names. He was arrogant. He fought hard on behalf of the average person until literally the day he died. Where is this generation's FDR? Where are the Democratic Party's heroes? Where are our spokespeople? Where is their outrage? Or do Democrats expect Trump to just magically morph into Mitt Romney on January 20th? Five-alarm fire is over? Fire is out? Disaster averted? What the hell? Kamala Harris lost the election. She lost by a whisker, but she lost. But if she and other leaders and would-be leaders of the Democratic Party don't stand up now to challenge Trump and this fascist crew that he's assembling, don't offer a contrasting vision for the future of our country today, if they don't challenge Trump's outrageous policies and bizarre appointees every single day, they're going to lose our democracy as well. Democrats, it's time to grow a damn spine. 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Trump is already lying. He's already walking back his promises. Why don't the newspapers have headlines that simply say, oh, Trump lied about this? I'll share that with you on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman Program. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for half-off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You also get their newsletter, Free Thought Today, you get their advocacy, and you get the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This half-off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, to Hartman, to 511-511. ffrf.us/Hartman to join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Trump's on the screen with his circus lies. 40 minutes of fear, 40 minutes televised. He's ranting, he's raving like it's all for show. While Biden's out there, but nobody knows. 60 million jobs in 4 short years. Built with truth, not chaos or fear. But the cameras don't care, they're chasing the flame. Where are the Democrats to win this game? Where are the Democrats? Why don't they fight? Trump's screaming fascism in broad daylight. The fire's still burning. But no one's there. Where are the leaders who used to care? Where's the FDRs, the LBJs, calling out the green, showing us the way? If democracy's dying, we can't sit back. So where are the Democrats? Kamala said it's a five-alarm fire. Trump wants the Constitution thrown in the pyre. But where's her voice? Where's the rallying cry? You don't win a war just standing by. Republicans plot like they did back then. A caucus room deal, sabotage again. They're building their empire brick by brick. And silence from the left just makes me sick. Where are the Democrats? Why don't they fight? Trump's screaming fascism in broad daylight.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. So Donald Trump is now walking back his campaign promises. Of course. Congressman Pocan said, you know, Trump basically, you know, 95% of what he said he was going to do, he didn't do. That's kind of a rhetorical phrase. The actual number, there's PolitiFact actually broke down the numbers. And he kept 23% of his promises, and he fully broke 53% of them in his last term as president. And now he's, remember he was going to scrap Obamacare? Remember he was going to have an infrastructure bill? Remember he was going to have a balanced budget? He had none of those things, of course not. And what's so funny is he ran on a slogan of promises made, promises kept. Remember that? Big signs at the RNC when the Republican could... Promises made, lies said, lies continuing, basically. So anyhow, in 2024, this year,
He said he was going to end the Ukraine-Russia war in 24 hours after he was elected. Well, it's been what? 3 weeks? 4 weeks? I don't know. I don't have a calendar, but 5 weeks. And the war is still going on. He says he was going to deport 11 million immigrants. I'm skeptical. We'll see. He said that his tariffs won't raise costs for consumers. Right now, this was NPR did a whole story on this morning. Right now, companies that import things from China, Japan, Taiwan, you know, you name it, mostly from Asia, but companies that import goods are doubling up on those goods right now and raising their prices, which is causing the Fed to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't cut interest rates any further because they're expecting Trump's tariffs. So when he was asked about that on television, he was said, you know, you said that your tariffs won't raise costs for anybody. And he said, yeah, can you guarantee that? And he said, I can't guarantee anything. Right. Then he said, when he was running for president, he said, I'm going to lower grocery prices. He said this over and over and over again. I mean, you know, he on Truth Social, prices are too high. The consumer's angry at this incompetent administration. Kamala has no idea to bring prices down. She's afraid to even discuss it with the fake news media, even worse than her VP candidate. She doesn't even have a clue. I will do it. It will happen fast. So Time Magazine's Eric Cordalesa asks Trump, you said you were going to lower grocery prices. Are you going to? Trump's response, and I quote, it's hard to bring things down once they're up. You know, it's very hard. Oh, poor Donald. He desperately tried to distance himself from Project 2025. Remember that? He says, you read some of the things in Project 2025. They're extreme. They're seriously extreme. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. Right. And now the head of, you know, the main architect of Project 2025, Russell Volk, is going to run his office management and budget. Paul Atkins, who was an author of Project 2025, he's going to run the Securities and Exchange Commission. Brendan Carr, who was an author of Project 2025, he's going to run the Federal Communications Commission. Tom Homan, who's going to be his border czar, helped write Project 2025. John Ratcliffe, who helped write Project 2020, he's going to head up the CIA, and the list goes on. Why won't the headlines simply say Trump lied? Hey, Republicans, you are suckered. Why can't our media simply tell the truth? Republican voters were suckered in 2016. More than half of the time, Trump outright broke his promises. He didn't even keep a quarter of them. And this time, he's already breaking his promises. Republicans, are you feeling like suckers yet?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Give me a shout, Trump voters. I'd love to hear from you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls after this.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to. So make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Richard Cantu. 2025 opened with at least 15 people being killed in New Orleans, more than 30 hurt when an armed man plowed a pickup truck into New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street.
Authorities identifying the suspect as 42-year-old Shamsu Dinjabar, a U.S. citizen and Army veteran from Texas. They say he was speeding down Bourbon, wearing body armor and firing an AR-style rifle out of the truck, racing about three blocks before crashing, then stepping out and opening fire again, wounding two police officers.
ABC's Trevor Ault, police return fire, killed the attacker.
I know I can speak for all Americans when I say our hearts are with the people of New Orleans after a despicable attack that occurred in the early morning hours.
Speaking from Camp David, President Biden said the nation stands with the families of those who were killed in New Orleans. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jaire Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you have the surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jaire struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, you know, or he was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again. So it's a part of the game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight as our light snow showers and flurries will come to an end eventually. Low temperatures will drop into the middle teens. West winds on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a late day flurry, highs in the mid-20s. Right now it's 22.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Agency in the Constitution. To get rid of the post office is going to require a constitutional amendment unless Trump just decides to throw the entire Constitution in the trash.
I don't think that's true, Nora.
It's in the Constitution. Are you just going to go ahead and sell a federal agency without even looking at the Constitution?
The reference to it is in Article 1, Section, 7 or 8, you know, where it lists all the things that Congress can appropriate money for, and one of them is postal roads. Congress can appropriate money for roads, where they've done that. But the post office
and the whole
is not...
The whole point was to ensure rural delivery of mail to provide communication.
I get it. But we all know that if they privatize the post office, what's going to happen is that, low-income areas, particularly inner-city areas and rural areas where it is not as easy to serve, those people are going to, and it's not as profitable to serve them, service them, are going to lose out to high-rise apartment buildings and suburbs that are easy to serve. And, you know, it's all going to be run for profit. I get that. It's a terrible thing. But I don't think the constitutional argument is going to save it. I think it's going to be Democrats standing up and saying, hell no.
Yeah. Well, has anybody even brought up the fact that you would have to have an account with one of these companies to get your mail delivered? And what about the people who use post office for money orders? And where will we get our passports from? The post office serves the United States, and it has been decimated by this guy that's running it, who's a Trump supporter.
Agreed.
And this should be a scandal on TV, and
Agreed.
It's not. Instead, they're saying, oh, we're going to fix it by selling it and privatizing it.
Yep.
Well, instead, they should fix it by making it efficient and keep it a federal agency.
You know, it used to be a federal agency. It is no longer. The post office is no longer a federal agency. It is now a private corporation. It's one of a very small handful of corporations that were chartered at the federal level. Most corporations are typically chartered in the states. 99.99999% of all corporations are chartered in states. But
that should
Amtrak,
never have happened.
I agree. Amtrak. Yeah. And the Postal Service, and this happened, I believe, during the Reagan administration. I remember when it happened, and my recollection is it was Reagan. It might have been Bush Sr. But the whole pitch was, we're going to make it more efficient, just like we're going to do with Amtrak, by spinning it off as a private public partnership. It's going to be a separate corporation. Congress will continue to fund it. But, in the new law, you know, that passed says that Congress can no longer fund the post office. It has to be self-sustaining. It has to be self-funding, and that's why they have to raise postal rates, you know. But that was the beginning of the process. That was the camel's nose under the tent, and all the Republicans at the time were like, oh, no, we're not trying to privatize the post office. We're just trying to improve it. But this was the setup for privatization, because right now, Norma, they can privatize it without having to violate the Constitution. They can do it with a simple piece of legislation.
Well, you know, I also have been sitting here, Tom, wondering what is wrong with the Democrats if they have not passed a law that a person convicted of a felon should not be able to be elected to any kind of public office.
Right.
Why haven't we passed a law that a felon should not be able to be elected to a public office?
Yeah, Trump can't own a gun. Yeah. He can't vote in Florida. So why?
So tell me something. If he does on the first day stand up and declare himself a dictator, what will the Democrats do? Will anybody even protest?
Well, if we're looking at today's Democrats right now, the way the party is responding, I think they'll probably all say, well, let's go have a retreat in Costa Rica and then just stay there for 2 years. I, I don't know. Norma, thank you. I share your outrage. Thank you. Nikki in Chicago. Hey, Nikki, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I, too, am outraged by the post office, and I just don't understand why we can't improve on what's going on and get rid of DeJoy, and I don't understand all that. But anyway, going forward, when we talk about what happened with the CEO and everyone complains, I understand that. It is definitely
You're talking the United
not
Healthcare
acceptable
CEO?
To kill someone.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah. Okay, but that was an extreme movement. We have to remember what John Lewis said about good trouble, because that's what it's going to take to fight the Republicans going forward. We're not going to be able to just sit here and depend on the judicial system and everything else to do what it should do. We as Democrats are going to have to physically do something, whether it be sitting at the lunch counter or sitting on the bus. It's something like that. Maybe the obstetricians all need to go on strike in order to fix Roe v. Wade. I mean, just something's going to have to be dramatic to change this course.
I absolutely agree. And in fact, I thank you for that good trouble. I just edited that into my into my article for today because that
I couldn't think of it.
That's a great question. That's you know, yeah. The Democrats need to grow a spine. I mean, it's just that. I've been saying that for a lot of years. I used to say that. I mean, I used to make jokes about Harry Reid. I used to make jokes about how Harry Reid needed to go stand outside Arnold Schwarzenegger's governor's mansion and snatch his testosterone when it came, which I realize is kind of a semi-sexist joke, but you know, it reflected my thinking at the time, which was that Harry Reid needed to grow a spine, and testosterone aside, I still feel that way. And you know, this latest thing of Nancy Pelosi just sabotaging AOC is just, it just has me just horrified. So, but you know, go ahead.
I am so proud of AOC.
Me too.
I don't believe that you can have an entire Democratic Party of AOC or Bernie Sanders. I think there has to be pieces that come up with these little pearls, mm-hmm. and they get sent into the mainstream, and the mainstream needs to massage those pearls to make them bipartisan or somehow palatable for the other side, and that's how we accomplish things.
I
think those thinkers are the ones who are really going to make the changes. Maybe not having a whole party of them, but you certainly need that. And even the MAGA, there should always be a couple of MAGAs out there in their Republican Party. That's fine. The problem is we've got an entire party of MAGAs.
Yeah. No, I agree. And, I used to essentially ridicule the great man theory of history. You know, that I forget who came up with the theory, but, you know, there was this idea that history is written by leaders who step forward. And I used to think, no, it's, you know, the leaders come about because the times demand it, you know, like FDR. You know, had it not been for the Great Depression, FDR would not have been able to do what he did. But increasingly, it is becoming obvious to me that there actually are some people who are just incredibly talented politically. And AOC is one of those people, and they do change history. For the better or for the worse, Hitler was one of those people too, and Donald Trump is one of those people. You know, it's sad to admit, but it's true. And so, you know, where are the stars in the Democratic Party? I think we know where they are, and we also see that the gerontocracy, the 70 and 80 year olds in the party are doing their best to keep a lid on those young people. You know, I want to see Maxwell Frost. I want to see more of Jasmine Crockett. I want to see more of you know, I want to see David Hogg, you know, get into Congress. I'm ranting here now. Nikki, thank you for the call. I agree. Thank you. You said it so well. Jerry in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Paul. I'm sorry, Tom. I was hoping to talk to the congressman, but I can ask you the question too. Of course. We found out in this election that Florida is definitely a red state. No question about it.
Well, maybe. I mean, you know, if you push a couple million people off the voting rolls, and you intimidate black voters by throwing a bunch of them in prison, then yeah, you got a red state. But I don't think the majority of Florida voters love Ron DeSantis, frankly. I could be wrong, but but you live there. I don't. So, Jerry, I'll respect your opinion, and I'm not going to argue with you.
Well, there's going to be two groups that now voted against their own self-interest. The seniors, not this senior, but many of the seniors voted against their own self-interest. But what I have heard really turned Florida for Trump was South Florida. I heard that there was a 118,000 vote difference between him and Kamala Harris, and a lot of it came from the Hispanics down there who thought that this deportation thing was going to be the other Hispanics, not them.
That's right. These are the Cuban Americans who are like, yeah, get rid of the Mexican Americans. We don't like them. I totally understand.
Now, here's my question. Have you found out, or in your conversations with Congressman Pocan or other members of Congress, exactly how this is going to work? How I understand that that South Florida is going to be ground zero for the beginning of this. How are they going to tell the, quote, bad ones from the good ones?
Right. What I'm hearing, Jerry, and, you know, this is kind of leaking out around the edges, but what we're hearing is that, number one, the Trump people are quietly talking to some of the right-wing militia folks to get some independent help, shall we say. Number two, they're talking to sheriffs, particularly members of Sheriff Mack's organization or organizations like that, these so-called constitutional sheriffs. These right-wing, hardcore right-wing sheriffs who think that they're like the senior, you know, officers in their states or counties, and of course he's talking about employing the National Guard in each one of the states. And I obviously he's going to start with the red states. I think you're right. Probably Florida, Texas are going to be the first two, and that they will be his testing ground. And if he has success there, he's going to try and roll it out nationally. But really, right now, nobody knows. Jerry, thank you for the call. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It was Thomas Carlyle who came up with the great man theory of history. We'll be right back.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Todd Allbus Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Up at the North Pole, there's a man with a list. Check unit twice, see who he'll assist. Santa's been listening, the word's getting clear. He tunes to Tom Hartman this time every year. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show? He's learned about democracy and all we should know.
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Patrick in Seattle. Hey, Patrick, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, good morning. First of all, happy holidays. Thanks for the work you're doing.
Thank you, back at you, Patrick.
Thanks. You know, I'm 70 years old, Tom, and I'm probably going to keep voting for Democrats for the rest of my life. But why would one young person or one independent voter do the same thing? You know, you've been great. You've been talking about the Democrats' disappearance. But, you know, also there's this rigged insider quality of everything they do that just is making me crazy. And at some level, to an uninformed voter, this must look just like the Republicans.
Yep.
You know, Chuck Schumer's in the Senate Democrats. You know, he's got one job, really, and that's to deliver Democratic votes. And he's been thwarted from day one until last week by Manchin and Sinema. Chuck Schumer's a failure.
Yep.
You know, and everybody's talking about Democratic messaging failure, but elderly Nancy Pelosi has just thwarted the most effective messenger the Democrats have in favor of Jerry Connolly. And there's like a dark metaphor there, you know, yeah. Scuttling this brilliant young speaker for an old man with throat cancer. I took your advice, Tom Hartman, and the day after the election, I tried to reach out to my local Democratic Party. There's no way to contact them in person, just an invitation to a freaking Zoom call in January. That's it. What do we do?
It's a place to start, Patrick. It's a place to start. And if you can get on the inside and you can get a few friends on the inside, you can change things. I mean, that's the work we've got. I don't see an alternative. I really don't. We're not going to be able to start a third party. The Democratic Party is a $1 billion corporation. That's the bad news, I guess, or that's the good news, too, because the door is wide open in most cases. I realize there are some places where the Democratic Party is so heavily run like an old boys club that it's really hard to break in. It's really hard to get anything done. I hear those stories from people who call from around the country, you know, particularly in some rural areas, for example. But generally speaking, if enough good people get inside the party, they can change it. And that's another op-ed that I need to write, is, you know, become a precinct committee person. It's important. Patrick, thank you. I share your concerns. Claudia in Newport, Oregon. Hey, Claudia, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I share his concerns, too. And it almost seems like the Democratic Party has been infiltrated for many years.
Well, I think when the Supreme Court changed the rules of the game, Democrats really had to play by those new rules or they wouldn't have had any power at all.
Right. Right. The money game. I get it. Yes. You're right. But and thank you for the conversation today. It's a very good show. I'm talking about today Trump's magic diversions, you know, is kind of what Pocan calls his bluster. Okay. Mm-hmm. His diversions. And I'm thinking what maybe people aren't thinking about. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm thinking that maybe everything that's so obvious, right, that everybody wants, Social Security, you know, the polio vaccine, everybody wants that stuff. It's so obvious. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's a diversion and that Trump is, okay, he's going to let the Congress, his idiot Congress, I mean, pass certain things, then at the end he'll be our savior. He'll save us from everything and veto it and say, I care about you, lovely citizens.
Yeah. We'll see. I fully expect that we're going to see a repeat of what we saw during his last administration, which is every day he's going to go out and he's going to lie to the cameras, and a large percentage of Americans are going to believe his lies. And the media is not going to challenge
them. I don't think it's going to be the same. I think that people like Bannon and a lot of, I mean, Putin, give me a break, you know. Russian psyops, it's very, I don't have a word for it, but
it's effective
there.
Is what it is. It's effective. Claudia, well, thank you very much. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind? We have just a minute, by the way.
A lot now. I'll try to maintain my focus. I'll start my comments at the end. On the 4th of July, 2026, it won't be a celebration of the 250th birthday of America. It will be a requiem of America. Now, I'm with you. Now, I'll go back to when you were talking about Mitch McConnell and, you know, everything he said about Barack Obama. And when he told Barack Obama to his face that you will never see Supreme Court justice, and then we'll do everything to impede you. That was sedition. That's in the Constitution. That should have been the end of that.
Yeah, but I don't think that was sedition. I think that was politics, Aaron.
No, it was sedition, because sedition is it's an organization that acknowledges the overthrow or the impediment of a duly elected government. You can.
I understand your argument. I absolutely understand your argument. And morally, I 100% agree with you. Legally, though, it's just politics. And Democrats need to learn how to play hardball politics, too. Aaron, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Heidi Kuda. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Richard Cantu. Police and the FBI in New Orleans are investigating after a natural-born American rammed his pickup truck into New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street, killing 15.
Hours after Shamsuddin Jabbar plowed through a crowd of New Year's revelers, the pickup truck used as a weapon sits on Bourbon Street here in the French Quarter. Louisiana State Police investigators are carefully marking each bullet hole fired through the windows in sheet metal. On the pavement next to the vehicle, a pool of dried blood marks the spot where the 42-year-old died after he was shot by police after crashing into a construction lift.
ABC's Jim Ryan in New Orleans.
Findings in the truck itself proved to be probably the biggest immediate clue for the authorities to conclude that this was an act of terrorism. The pole sticking up from the trailer hitch is flying what the FBI has described as an ISIS flag.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This is ABC News.